Welcome back to the Reese Perspective. Today is episode 4, and I will be giving the pros and cons of the coronavirus outbreak. If there are any positives, first pro I have is that multiple communities are coming together throughout the world to try to fix this worldwide issue. So to me, that is very important and good to see. The first con I have is that many store shelves are just being cleared from people hoarding. They're running out of stock really, really fast. And this is kind of causing a problem for a lot of families. And what I've personally seen is that the most unheard of is that the most common is sanitation products and toilet paper, which is pretty unfortunate. So it's kind of had that domino effect of someone that is afraid that toilet paper is going to be out, so they end up stocking more toilet paper than they really need, and then that causes a shortage of toilet paper. So they're kind of creating the problem by doing that. So if you are one of those people, I do not recommend doing that. Toilet paper is a necessary supply that everyone needs. So there you go. That is why that is a con. Another pro I have is that many companies are already testing vaccines that could potentially prevent the coronavirus in the future. Another con I have is that lots of people are losing jobs and lots of businesses are being shut down due to the lack of customers and employees. And it's unfortunate to see that a lot of these employees are being laid off because the companies can no longer run efficiently and they're not selling their products because they are having to shut down. And if they can't sell products and they can't run the company, then they can't use their employees effectively. And therefore, the employees are being laid off. And a lot of these employees cannot actually work at home, which is unfortunate. That is why that is a very bad con. Another pro I have is more time at home means more entertainment. I myself love to play video games. I like to watch movies. And even spending time with my family really makes me feel more at ease with this whole situation. And I feel that a lot of people are feeling the same way, that, you know, if there's any good thing that can come out of this, it's spending time with your family and being at home, making the most out of staying sheltered and finding something to do that is entertaining, that you maybe even ordinarily wouldn't do, like watch a movie. So there you go. That is a very, very good pro. All right, so another con is that even if you recover from the illness, a relative, grandmother, someone you care about may get the disease, which is truly unfortunate. And what I think is even more unfortunate is that a lot of the younger population that have the disease, they don't actually know that they have it, which is good in a way, but it's also bad because they are giving the disease to someone else, like an older person that will be largely more affected than the younger person. And it's not just old people, it's even people with pre-existing medical conditions, especially like people that have lung conditions like asthma. That's a very bad thing to see happen to a lot of the older community that are getting this virus. Another pro I want to talk about is that so far it hasn't been as bad as some illnesses such as the swine flu, the plague, and maybe even the H1N1 flu, just to name a few. Another con I have is that sometimes viruses mutate and get worse. We don't know the full extent of what is coming from this coronavirus. Out of assumption, I do personally think that this virus could be mutating, which is not a very good thing at all. Some preventative measures, which range from personal measures like hand washing up to government measures like not allowing groups to meet with each other, etc. These are very, very good measures, and I would consider this a pro toward preventing this virus from continuing to occur. And the last con that I want to talk about is that you can't do much. At the time of this podcast, events have been postponed, movies are closed, etc. So it's unfortunate that we can't really leave the house and go out and live life. So that is why I said earlier to take advantage of being in your house, being with your family, do something that's fun. And I would also like to say that exercise is very good during these times, and staying healthy, practicing good hygiene. So with that, I personally feel as though a vaccine will eventually come out for the virus. But until then, I think more and more cases of the coronavirus are going to occur, which is unfortunate. So that wraps up this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening. I will see you next time for episode 5 on The Reese Perspective. Peace out.
For listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.